Larry, first of all, introduce us to yourself and to your wife here, and then we'll talk a little bit about what you do.
I'm Larry Williams, and this is my wife, Karen, and we're the horse show photographers for the Appaloosa Horse Association, and we try to document all the world and national champions, so for future reference, we have those images documented, and hopefully they'll show up in years from now as famous horses and famous pedigrees.
And famous pictures, probably, at the same time. Well, you're the show photographer, and obviously that's your business. I'd like to learn a little bit more about it. Karen, you want to tell me just a little bit of background on your company and overall, besides being the official photographer for Appaloosa Horse Club here?
Larry started initially with Harold Campton and learned a lot of his skills from them back when it was film, medium format film, the big heavy cameras. And then we started taking on the Appaloosa contracts and started going on with the other contracts. He then began to shoot film, and we now shoot digital. He has worked the Quarter Horse Congress, Quarter Horse World, Paint World, Appaloosa World and Nationals, and all of those since 1993. We bring a crew to the shows, and we set up a whole production studio, and the images are transmitted to a lab, and prints are shipped back, and customers take those prints home with them and enjoy them. We also upload all of our arena work to the website, and it remains there for a full year, so customers can order online from the arena for a year from after the show.
Well, it sounds like you've got this thing down pat, and it looks like just a well-oiled machine, the way it, at least from my observance. I don't know if it's that way all the time, but in looking at what you do, working with these people, especially Appaloosa, any comments you might share on working with these kind of people?
It's become more of our family. So we have a schedule, and we see them at certain shows, and we look forward to seeing our friends and people that we see quite often and have developed a relationship that is quite pleasant, and we enjoy, you know, looking forward to coming and seeing our friends at the shows. And
I'll bet that over the years that you've been doing this, for however long that's been, I don't think I asked, but you've got some stories to tell. Anything that just stands out in your mind is that somebody might think that was interesting, that you had to deal with a situation, or anything that sticks out?
That's kind of a daily expectation, but we get through it, you know. You just stay calm and keep everybody calm, and we'll work through it and keep it to the point where everybody will settle down and we get the image that we need, and we'll not stop and or get excited, and just try to keep everybody smooth and get a nice image of that individual. And everyone is, we try to make them as best as they can be.
Anything that come to your mind, Karen?
I would like to say that they have enough fun here, we call it on the rug at the posing area, that most people come away much more relaxed after the experience than they anticipated it would be, and they enjoy coming back because it is fun. Everybody here has fun, they relax, they'll spar with the horse, they'll spar with each other, and it comes out looking beautiful.
Well, and I didn't ask how long, but the one thing I was also interested in is this something that you always wanted to do? How did you get to become a horse photographer?
I spent my entire life trying to figure out how to earn a living in the horse industry. And I had an opportunity to go to work with Harold, and I kind of gave it a total dedication and went to work with him, and he showed me the way of the photography part of the horse industry, and I came with some horse experience before that, so that's kind of been a bonus for me to come in with knowing how to evaluate an individual, each individual, and how to work with the horses. So that's been real helpful. But when I went to work for Harold, he helped me along in the photography part.
Tell me some of the people who have had an influence on you in your career here in doing this kind of photography.
Some of the photographers that I've admired for a long time and have been very helpful in my career is Don Shugart, and he's, to me, one of the masters of the industry, and he still works with us and shows us the way and keeps things light, and has really helped us with working with the horses and keeping things interesting around here, and has stories to tell, and he's photographed many of the legends of the industry, and I'm wanting to follow in his shoes.
And have you had an opportunity yourself now to help some other budding young artists out in this career?
We're always interested in passing along information and showing people that are interested in doing this type of work what, how we do it and what works best for us. And I think it's good for someone that's interested in this industry to work with as many people as they can, kind of develop their own system and method of doing working with the horses and doing their business.
Well, thank you both for taking time to speak with us here for a couple minutes here at the World Show taking place in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.